Quite well. You're a scotch, aren't you?
It's a comical arrangement.
Yes.
What, my tape recorder?
No, that thing that you have there.
Oh, I see, yes.
It looks like one of those old-fashioned screens.
Ah, yes, it's hiding the light from the tape recorder, you see.
It's hiding the light, you see.
I remember years ago, Mrs. I used to work for, she had one of those.
Did you?
Covered with pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did she? A screen? Oh, yes.
We were spiritists.
Well.
Yes?
Well, the priest wouldn't like it.
Oh. And who are you, please?
It's a long time now. It's a very strange business.
You're doing very well.
You're doing very well.
I'm sure the Holy Father wouldn't like it to be here.
He wouldn't?
But I can't help that now.
Well, we are very pleased to meet
you. Who are you, friend?
It's against the faith.
Oh, never mind about that.
Never mind.
It's all right for you.
Could you tell us what you're doing outside?
I expect you're a Protestant.
Yes. Could you tell us what you're doing outside?
I was in the church this morning.
You were you?
Were you?
Friend, who, can you give us your name, please?
Which church do you go to?
I had an aunt who used to go in for this sort of thing.
Yes.
I think it was the devil's work.
I did?
You don't think it is, do you?
I'm not so sure.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure it is right or wrong to be here. I tried to get through to the...
You see, you're helping people on this side to realize there's an afterlife.
I'm so tired of going to the church and no one taking any notice.
Oh. Which church do you come to?
Any church. What any Catholic church.
Any Catholic church,
I'm not going to Protestant church. Only the Catholic church.
Only Catholic church.
That's the true church.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, tell us something about it, what you're doing.
You are spiritists.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, anyway.
You come from Brighton.
Yes, we come from Brighton.
I heard about it. You come by train.
Train, yes.
That's right, yeah. Mm.
That's what the boy says.
That's me, yeah.
And can you tell me about your life the other side, or what you're doing?
This lady's earthbound. Hold on.
I thought she was, Mickey.
Yeah.
She wants helping, doesn't she?
Yes. I'll come through again, Mickey, will you?
I thought she was.
It'd be very interesting, it is. Very interesting. Can you come again, friend?
Come along, friend. Come and talk to us. We'll try and help you.
Very interesting. I wish you'd come through again.
I don't think there'll be much point in her coming, not at this present stage.
No.
She's a very sweet soul, little old thing. At least I should say she was, and in a sense she still is, partly due to her outlook and mentality. But she's very much wrapped up in the church.
Why?
And she hasn't been able to see or visualize things any different to what she did when on your side.
Who is this?
But we shall no doubt be able to help her now we made the contact.
Yes.
Evidently she's been seeking contact and help from the church, but of course they're quite oblivious of her presence, and she's beginning to realize this, and I think by bringing her here we may be able to help her to release herself. She's very much afraid, I regret to say. She has this sort of inner fear, which of course we must eradicate, but it's not going to be too easy. We must be patient. She has a prejudice, or at least a kind of prejudice. I don't really think it is perhaps fully a prejudice, but kind of fear too of spiritualism and communication. She thinks she may be doing wrong and in consequence be in trouble or difficulty over it. But it's the only solution as far as I can see at the moment. At least we should do what we can.
Yes.
Whether we shall come and communicate again, I don't really know, but we should do everything we can to help her. She'll be helped and released.
Good.
But you do get these odd cases.
Well, it's very nice of you to come tell us that. We're very pleased.
Just a moment.
Yes.
Is it possible?
Come along,
friend. Oh, friend, we can hear you quite well.
Hello.
Come along.
I don't think that's right.
Speak patient and speak at once to do it.
Come along, friend.
Come along.
Yes, of course. Yes.
So another cell.
There are several of them there, aren't there?
Mm.
Yeah.
Arthur? Yes.
Hello.
Come on, Arthur.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. We can hear you quite well. Come on, Arthur. Hello, it's nice to hear you. You're quite clear.
I don't know if you can hear me or whether you can't, but I'm doing my very best.
You're doing very well.
I want to speak to you like this.
Yes.
It's a bit complicated, you know, and it's a long time since I came and spoke, so I guess it's going to be a bit of a muddle. But there's a bit of a muddle going on here, all right? There's a whole gaggle of people here, my. A lot of them are very new and very dear, you know, that they're all complicated and conditions are very
well, you're very well.
I don't know if I can even speak incoherently. The conditions are such that it's difficult to collect one's thoughts and pinch them on this thing here and get it over and make some sense. Actually, there's so many fluctuating conditions and vibrations and thoughts. Indeed, I should imagine if we can get anything sensible through this morning, we should be exceptionally lucky.
You're doing very well. Friend, who are you, please?
Oh, you can call me Gus.
Gus?
That's not really my minute name, but that'll do. After all, names are not important.
Yeah.
And I've been over here now quite a few years.
Oh?
I was very interested in the way in the subject before I ever came here. I wouldn't say I was very knowledgeable about it, but I had some experience, you know, and... well, I had a few experiences of mediums, and I must say that I had some quite extraordinary results on several occasions, but I wouldn't say I was a spiritualist, but I was pretty open-minded about it. This is a most peculiar setup when you think about it, you know, this whole business is peculiar. Now, what is it now?
Gus, can you tell us how you passed
over? Oh, what the hell? You don't want to listen about how I passed over. The fact is that I'm here. That's all that's important. I mean, I know that in regard to people passing over, it's important in as much that you can have a rotten passing and you can have a nice, pleasant, peaceful one. But I was fortunate anyway. I came here quite peacefully. Just went to sleep and woke up over here. And I must admit, it was a bit of a shock. But, well...
Can you tell me what your life is like you're doing there, on your side?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm in show business. I mean, I guess that's surprising you. When I talk about show business over here, but we have show business, but it's not the same kind of show business that you have. It's not a commercial thing, and it's not just something that's trivial just for the moment to sort of release one of one's sort of cares and sort of blot out the things that you don't want to think about. I mean, it's much more deep than that. Things that we do here have a meaning and a purpose. Half the stuff that you watch on your television now and your theatres and all the rest of it, it's escapism of a kind, I suppose. Mm. But here everything's done with a purpose. Here there's a reason. Here we take the lives of individuals, perhaps that need help, characters that can't see their true selves, and we build up something very like their own lives or some aspects of their lives when on earth, and we try to show them themselves as they really are. Then they begin to think perhaps a bit more deeply, and they begin to think, well, this is so like myself, and they begin to want to be different. They want to think differently and act differently, and they have sometimes the desire to make retribution where they've done wrong, or they want to do something that's worthwhile. In other words, do things here that have a meaning and a purpose, something that has a real purpose in as much that it will help people in every sense. We have vast auditoriums here, we have great theatres and vast places of entertainment. Of course we do have lighter things, it's true. After all, we like to laugh and we like to have a bit of fun too. We're not sort of just wishy-washy things floating through space with no substance. We're real people. Mm-hmm. And we have all manner of interests too. And we're not just stupid people who just cling. Of course, there are some of us who definitely do cling to all right worn ideas and creeds and so on, but generally speaking, the average person who comes here is reasonably intelligent, and they soon adjust themselves to a new way of life, and they soon start to see that many of their ideas and thoughts were wrong, and they soon begin to change. The average person has no need to worry about life here, because the average person is a pretty decent person anyway, and pretty open-minded, and pretty considerate and kind, and desire to do the right thing. But you get some weird people, and you get some odd people that you can't shift them, and it's very difficult to make them see any different. And they still cling to the old ideas, and they still cling to the thoughts that have meant so much to them all their lives, especially in regard to their religions. Religions, in some ways, although they can do a lot of good, no one denies that, but at the same time they can do a hell of a lot of harm, because they can give a person a very narrow, prejudiced outlook, and sometimes make them so thick-skinned that they can't see anything else and don't want to know anything else but their own particular brand. It's like a housewife who always buys a certain brand of goods, and perhaps other brands are on the market, but she's not interested. She's got used to one brand, and for her that's the only brand that's anybody good. The rest are no good at all, you know. You can't persuade people to change. You can't make people any different to what they want to be. They just be themselves anyway. I suppose in a way that's what makes people interesting, what makes them tick. Wouldn't like everyone to think and be the same. But on the fundamental truths, on the realities of life as we know it here, there must be a level, there must be a common understanding, there must be the realization that fundamentally we are all the same. It's not easy to change some of these people. When they get these ideas firmly fixed in their mind, it's not going to be easy to make them think differently. Our time is spent indeed in helping souls who still cling in their own little community, still think in the same old way, still do the same old dreary things. It's not easy to make people see and act and be different to what they have become accustomed. And that is the main problem. The average person, as I say, is reasonable, and you can help and you can do things. But you get the real narrow-minded so-and-sos, and believe me, they're sticklers, and they cling. And we have some problems on our hands. But we have many things of interest, and we can help, we can do things, but I find in the show business, and I'll put it like that, because it isn't show business in the same sense as you know, it's a loose term, but we have sensible theatres, cultural theatres and activities, great musical festivals. We have just about everything that one could imagine that is worth having, and so much more wonderful and so much more beautiful than anything you have on earth. It's the most fascinating life. There's never a dull, I wasn't going to say moment, although there again, time isn't what it is with you, Tomas. We have, in a sense, no idea of time as you know it. But we have a form, I suppose you would say, of idea of time that you should see here. It's the most fantastic sight. All the different conditions of life, the spheres that I visited, and they're so variable, there's no time to be dull, there's no sort of fear of the future and the morrow, because here you know that it's gradual change, and it's so gradual that perhaps in a sense you hardly realize it, but all the time you're gaining knowledge and you're learning and you're happy in what you're doing, whatever it may be, and you're meeting new faces, new friends, making new contacts, renewing old friendships, strengthening old ties. It's the most exciting thing. This is real living. No one need fear dying, because that's the start of real living.
Mm-hmm. You were in show
business. I've heard about you two before, you know, you two are quite well-known characters in the spirit world. You'd be surprised the number of people that I have met, and people who refer to the Woods and Green Combine, you know, the work that you do is something very important, and I wish to goodness more people were doing it. Because there's no doubt about it that you do do a great deal of edifying work, and we're all interested, and we're all very anxious to help, and we try and bring through all manner of people, all types of people, to give you a helping hand, a leg up, you know, that you might be able to give to people on your side a fairly accurate picture, as far as one can hope to have an accurate picture of life here, and the types of people, and various reactions to situations, and how they've progressed, or in some instances even how they haven't progressed, like the lost soul that you might say they're trying to get through this morning. She's a poor little wee mite, but we shall help her, she'll be all right. But she's so tied up through fear with her faith. It's an extraordinary thing how a person can have such tremendous faith in something, and religion in particular, and it can, through the very fear of it, cause so much damage. Anything that holds a person by fear must be fundamentally bad. I think it's a dreadful thing. I think that the thing that is done in love, the thing that is done in tolerance, and the thing that is done in honesty of purpose and sincerity is a good thing, even though sometimes there again you can have wrong thoughts or wrong ideas, and you may feel one to be true and right, and you may be sincere. In a sense that's not so bad, but when you do get someone who, through very fear of things, is sort of held down, and it's very problematic, it's very complicated and very difficult, you get these earthbound souls, they're not bad, far from it, they're often just the reverse, but they just don't understand, and they just don't know, and it's very difficult sometimes to deal with them. And of course, since they're nearer the earth, they impinge themselves on people, and they cling, and sometimes they influence people on your side who happen to be sensitive, that don't have to be mediums, and even knowing about this, I think, but it's amazing the number of people that are walking around on two legs in your world who, without realizing it, are leading dual lives because they are being influenced by entities who are earthbound and who are getting some kind of satisfaction out of impinging their thoughts and their ideas and that personality on some poor innocent person. And there's no doubt about it, a lot of these people who are so-called a little bit touched in the head, they're really dual personalities that are being affected by entities that are earthbound. There's not enough understood and known about this subject. It's a pity, because I'm sure that a lot of doctors would be helped, and a lot of doctors would find methods and ways of helping souls who are temporarily anyway under the influence of spirits who are in themselves, no, not evil, are sometimes very mischievous or detrimental in more ways than one. We've got a lot of work to do in that way, and we've got to do a lot of research, and we've got to get over a great deal of information, and perhaps one day certain doctors in your world will take some notice, and they'll put some of the things we tell them into practice, because we could save a lot of innocent people from being put away in mental homes, because they're not really physically mental in as much as their brain is damaged. It's just that they're highly strung, sensitive, and kind of be a bit neurotic maybe, but they are under influences from time to time. That's why they have bouts. That's why sometimes they're quite normal, and you can talk to them and they're rational, and they begin to wonder why they're in some of these places and they want to get out, and they say, I'm perfectly all right, what am I doing here? And then of course they have another bad bout, and they often don't know anything about it. They're just victims of sometimes of these influences. There's a great deal to be learned about this, and I think it's about time that something was done about it too.
Well, our doctors are rather high-ground,
you know. Oh, you don't have to tell me about doctors. Well, as a matter of fact, I myself tried to avoid doctors for the duration of my existence, but of course in the end I had to succumb to one, and I must say he did his best, but he didn't do very well because I died.
Never mind, you're better off,
Gus, now. Oh, I have no regrets. I'm perfectly all right. Believe me, I have no regrets. I look back on my life and I can see only too well the pattern. How I fell into shape, you might say, in the show business, how it all sort of came. I did very well. As a matter of fact, I did extremely well. Like many more in my business, I've made plenty and I lost plenty. I met all sorts of interesting people and I learned a lot of life by meeting people. That's the best way, of course, to learn about life, is to associate with all kinds, good gangsters, people, intellectuals, not that I could understand half they were talking about, but it was always interesting to watch them try to make me understand. I learned a great deal from people. You can't beat it, and I've learned a lot from people over here, and I've always been a good listener. I'm always prepared to listen. I don't necessarily say I'm going to take the advice and maybe hand it out, but One can learn a great deal, and I learned a great deal. I'm extremely happy to be here. I wouldn't be on your side, not for all the money in show business. I'd rather be here. It's the best place to be. But in the meantime, you poor creatures are going to make the best of it and do the best you can. And I must say, you're doing a useful job. So you've got nothing to worry about. You're opening up your minds and you're spreading that truth that you've been given. And I've no doubt that you'll receive greater inspiration and greater guidance and greater encouragement as the years go by. I hope you live to be 90 each.
Oh, gosh, yes. I understand there's a school of learning over there, is that correct?
Oh, there are many schools of learning. According to the various grades and the various types of people and the government that's taking place.
Tell me what they like.
Oh, they would take me many lectures.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, it's a bit of an effort today because it's not very good condition. But I just thought I'd pop in and fill in.
Rather than
go all the way back to Brighton with nothing in your pocket.
Thank you, guys.
Did you come from America? Did you, when you was on Earth?
I was in the States for many years.
You were, yeah. Anyway, you've done very, very well.
Anyway, I tried to fill in the gap for it because it's pretty
it's
obvious
very
to me
of
that there wasn't going to be much this morning. And I thought, well, here goes. You know, I'm different to some of them here. I mean, they're wonderful people, all of them, but I suppose it is being in show business. You just have to be like that. If you want to stay in show business, you just got to, I wouldn't say you haven't got to have a heart, because you couldn't be in show business in that one, but at the same time, you haven't got to have a conscience either. In a sense, you just got to push yourself in like the proverbial bloody bull in the china shop. Anyway, here I am, and I push myself in. I say, come on, boy, let's get in here and do some of these poor souls. So, you know, the others, bless their hearts, they were trying, but I just thought, well, here goes, you know. Get in there, guts, while you can. Anyway, don't worry, you're in good hands. You'll get your ups and your downs, and you'll have your flops, and you'll have your successes. But you haven't done so bad. You've got good friends, and you've not done so bad. And you'll do much better in the future.
I know that.
I'm sure that's what I'm talking about. You haven't got many on your side. Nobody ever has. If you can count friends on one hand, it's which is lucky. I suppose you have many people who wish you well, and you have a few people who wish you just the opposite. That's bound to be, you know, tall trees gather most wind. That's what they used to say, the old Chinese philosophy. The more successful you are, the more people you'll have try and drag you down or uproot you. But at the same time, they can't do anything where you're concerned in regard to the truth. There'll be those who try and dig your roots out, but they'll never succeed. You're all right. You're as strong as a sturdy old oak. Anyway, I must go now, and all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All the best, you know. Goodbye, Mrs. Green. Goodbye, Mr. Wood.
Goodbye, Mrs. Green. Goodbye, Mr. Wood.
Thank you. Ricky.
I've been able to do nothing, though. I know it's a great disappointment, but I can't mislead you on this. There's no good my saying something that is not true. But I don't think he's over here. I feel sure he isn't.
Ricky, will you tell Dr. Marshall, the doctor that came to our house the other day, a lady doctor.
Dr. Jenkins.
She knew all about his cancer cure when he was on Earth. And she knew of it very well. And she said she was hoping the medical profession would accept it, but they wouldn't accept it.
Was that a disgrace that it wasn't?
He says it was a terrible disgrace to the medical that they didn't accept it.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Thank you all very much.